chapter 9, verse 44. Prayana deva munaya svayamukti kama maunam charanti vijane na parardhanishtam naitan vihaya kurpanan vimukshayeko nanan tadasya charanam brahmato anupashye. My dear Lord Narasimha Dev, I see that there are many saintly persons, indeed, but they are interested only in their own deliverance, not caring for the big cities and towns. They go to the Himalayas or the forest to meditate with vow of silence. Mauna Vrata, they are not interested in delivering others. As for me, however, I do not wish to be liberated alone, leaving aside all these poor fools and rascals. I know that without Krishna consciousness, without taking shelter of the lotus feet, one cannot be happy. Therefore, I wish to bring them back to shelter at your lotus feet. My dear Lord Narasimha Dev,
I see that
there are many saintly persons.
Indeed. But
they are interested only in their own deliverance.
Not caring for the big cities and towns.
They go to the Himalayas.
Or the forest.
To meditate with vow of silence.
Mauna Vrata.
They are not interested.
In delivering others.
As for me.
However.
I do not wish to be liberated alone.
Leaving aside all these poor fools and rascals.
I know that without Krishna consciousness,
without taking shelter of your lotus feet,
one cannot be happy.
Therefore, I wish to bring them
back to shelter.
At your lotus feet.
This is the decision of the Vaishnava, the pure devotee of the Lord. For himself, he has no problems, even if he has to stay in this material world, because the only business is to remain in Krishna consciousness. The Krishna consciousness person can go even to hell and still be happy. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj said, Naiva Dvije Paraduratya Vaityaranya. Best of the great personalities, I am not at all afraid of the material existence. The pure devotee is never unhappy in any condition of life. This is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam. Narayana parasarve nakutasyana vibhyati swargapavarga narakeshva apipilyada darsana. Devotee is solely engaged in the devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan. Never fear any condition of life. For them, the heavenly planets, liberation, and the hellish planets are all the same. For the devotees are interested only in the service of the Lord. For a devotee being situated in the heavenly planets and being in the hellish planets are equal. For a devotee lives neither in heaven nor in hell, but with Krishna in the spiritual world. The secret of success for the devotee is not understood by the karmis and jnanis. Karmis therefore try to be happy by material adjustment, and jnanis want to be happy by becoming one with the Supreme. The devotee has no such interest. He is not interested in so-called meditation in the Himalayas or the forest. Rather, his interest is in the busiest part of the world, where he teaches people Krishna consciousness. The Krishna consciousness movement was started for the purpose. We do not teach one to meditate in a secluded place just so that one may show that he has become very much advanced and may be proud of his so-called transcendental meditation, although he engages in all sorts of foolish materialistic activity. A Vaishnava like Prahlad Maharaj is not interested in such a bluff of spiritual advancement. Rather, he is interested in enlightening people in Krishna consciousness, because that is the only way for them to become happy. Prahlad Maharaj says clearly, Nannantadasya saranam brahmatonu pasyate. I know that without Krishna consciousness, without taking shelter of your lotus feet, one cannot be happy. One wanders within the universe, life after life. But by the grace of a devotee, a servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one can get the clue to Krishna consciousness and then not only become happy in this world, but also return home, back to Godhead. That is the real target in life. The members of Krishna Consciousness Movement are not at all interested in so-called meditation in the Himalayas or the forest, where one will only make a show of meditation. Nor are they interested in opening schools for yoga, meditation in cities. Rather, every member of the Krishna Consciousness Movement is interested in going door to door to try to convince people about the teachings of Bhagavad Gita as it is, the teaching of Lord Chaitanya. That is the purpose of the Hare Krishna movement. The members of the Krishna Consciousness Movement must be fully convinced that without Krishna, no one can be happy. Thus, the Krishna consciousness person avoids all kinds of pseudo-spiritualists, transcendentalists, meditators, monists, philosophers, and philanthropists. Om Ajnana Timiran Vishya Jnana Jnana Kalakaya Chapsuru Mulitam Deya Tasmai Shri Jaraya Nama Shri Jaya Mato Vishyam Stavitam Vena Kutale Swayam Rupa Kalamana Kalati Svabhuram Kutale Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Advaita Svara Bhaktara Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So, in the today's verse, the ideal devotee, the Uttam Bhagavat, is by his prayer, what are the thoughts of your devotee? What do pure devotees do in their life? So unless they speak, how do you know? That's why we are carefully examining what Prahlad Maharaj has to say. And do you also imbibe or share his thoughts? And also make it your realization. What are we trying to do? And what Prahlad Maharaj is trying to do? So Prahlad Maharaj is observed. Like one time I was traveling in the train and it was fortune or misfortune. Another similarly dressed saffron clothed person. So by his attire, obviously he was not from Vaishnava Sampradaya, not Gaudiya Mission. We are sadhu. And I was also there. So generally, good devotees, wherever they are, either in the bus or train or in a program, in a social function, you are a devotee in gross ashram, naturally you will attend certain social functions. You have to attend. You are in the society, you have some duties and obligations. The society, the members of your community are helping in so many ways. Similarly, when they have some function, naturally you have to help. Man is a social animal. It's not that you take benefit of everybody's service. The temple is being run, the prasadam is being made, the temple is kept clean and that. And we don't like anybody, but we want to be in the temple. That means no common sense. Not only that, you become more indebted in life. Because this world is, whole thing is runanubandha. For everything you do, if somebody, you may, out of your ignorance or your smartness, you may think, I don't have to work, I'm getting all my things done. But actually, Vaishnavas, they always want to be in a giving position, not in taking position. Not only Vaishnavas, any gentleman. I remember a friend of mine, and I will come back to my train contract a little later. I know a friend of mine, Rasagrasana Subbarao. Subbarao is a thorough gentleman. I don't know that people are so particular about that. Suppose you're together, you're in a place to write an application. You don't know that you have to write an application. You just go there. It's a place given writing an application. There is the paper. You don't go with a paper. So naturally, instead of going home, bringing just one paper, and then by the time the office will be closed, to get your own paper, you have to come again tomorrow. So you just borrow. Can I have a paper? All right. It doesn't cost much to give an A4-size paper for writing an application. And then we just give it because it's not borrowing some 10,000 rupees. Can you give me 10,000 rupees hand loan? Which you may give and want to get it back, or you may not be able to give. But if it is a simple thing, anybody would like to help. Okay. And the next day, we met again, because a classmate, he gave me this many papers. So I did not think, I just gave him a paper. I said, why are you giving me this many papers? I don't know, I don't have that awareness. People think also like that. So why are you giving me so many papers? I don't need any, I don't have to put any application in. Why are you giving me papers? No, yesterday I took paper from you, know. I'm trying to give you. The flash of thought. The people are very conscious. I'm taking something from this man. and I have to return more than what I have taken. Actually, in this world, the time when Atul Krishna Prabhu visited, he also told many stories how we are here to give. By giving, things happen. By giving, you get more. Just like you have a bag of grains. If you want a bag of grains to become 10 bags, you have to use them in agriculture. A bag, and then you use in agriculture. For one bag, you get 10 bags. If you just think, why should I spend? Then where will be the seeds? And where will be the next crop? How you are going to have enough? This bag, you may not even use them for agriculture, and you just eat yourself. Then, no crop, nothing. So you have to take the, I have to, and then you will get. Similarly, anything. If you are getting some things because you have given in your past life, there is no doubt about that, because this is called law of karma. You give now, you will get it back sooner or later, and however late it becomes, you will get more. The interest will be added on that. So when you understand this world is a phenomena of give and take. If you are taking more, okay, you are very smart, but you end up paying back everything with interest. No? So anybody who knows how this world is operated, karma siddhanta. No? That's why begging is a very nasty profession. Very begging. Only a very foolish man who doesn't know the laws of nature. Generally, in any civilized society or any gentleman, you would not like to beg. Beggar's profession. When you are in need, you get some help. You have to give it back in many times more. Suppose you are badly in need of food. You don't need food and ask you please take. That is not considered a big service. And you are badly in need of food, very hungry. And someone has satisfied you. Let's say in Vedic civilization, Vedic culture, the charity, nowadays because people don't understand the repercussions, the consequences of charity. Charity is a concept in advanced civilization. Generally, people are selfish. People are selfish. How can I extract from him and not give him anything? Low class mentality. High class mentality. Even the other man doesn't give anything. If there is anything, I can help. Let me help. In the Vedic literature, there is a sloka. When somebody comes to your place, including your enemy, we don't like enemies to come to your house. You close the door on their face. We don't like it.
But if enemy happens to come to your house, you may be enemy. You may not meet him, and he may not meet you. But at first you find out why the enemy has come to your house. When the enemy comes to your house, he's a guest. He's a guest in your house. And enmity is one thing, but as a grihastha, and somebody turns up at your door, very important. Whenever somebody comes to your door, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, you greet him, you express your joy, that the guest should feel welcome, the guest should feel comfortable. He said, no, it may be like we read in Rantidev, we read in Sibi Maharaj, we read in Harishchandra, many. When guests come, immediately they are there too. But generally, nobody wants to take anything from us. Let's say, if there is a saying, if you are giving something, don't be proud that you are able to give something. No, you be thankful. The human life means by giving you get more. By serving, you become glorious. By serving. Vaishnava mission is all about? Vaishnava mission is Prabhu. Prabhu means, I am servant of everybody. You call everybody Prabhu means you are servant of everybody. So we are stuck in this world because some exchange is left over. We are stuck in this world, we are unable to get out because we are indebted to so many people. What is that Bhagavatam Sloka says? Deva Shibhuta Atmanunam Pitunam Nakim Karo Nayam Runi Charajan. Whether you know or not, you are indebted to demigods because they are providing light, rain, heat, everything. Are you not indebted? You are getting free light. You are getting free water, free air. If I close your nose for 5 minutes, will you survive or you will just die? And even 5 minutes, if your nose is blocked, your life air will pop out, will die. That means how much you are indebted for whatever you are getting from the nature. They were Rishi. We are all barbarian. Like when Prabhupada came in the form of his disciples, in the form of his books, and we read them, now we understood what is the business of human life, what is the proper way to live in this world. We were living before like brute people, and when we read Prabhupada's books, then we had done some kind of service, we were able to follow the decent ways of life, following the regulative principles. We don't know that we should not take tea and coffee. We don't know we have to get up daily in the morning. We don't know, nothing we know. Just like your mother who has a kid. Mother has a kid, he doesn't know even how to wash himself. The mother will train him where to pass water,
Other how to tell you now. So we say she is pissing here. The parents are telling, no, not in the temple, go there. How does he know? He doesn't know nothing. Everything right from the beginning here to everything. So he just is moody, uncooperative. Because children are like that. And parents have to train them how to be social people. That's why devotees, mature devotees, advanced devotees, they are more worried about others. That I am respected or not, I am served or not, or I am getting what I want or not. They know that. You just try to serve others and then you will get back, not with the idea that you will get back, you are trying to serve, but that is the law of nature. So go on serving, go on giving, go on pleasing others, and then you will have so many friends and they want to be at your service on their own. You don't have to demand. When people like you, when people take a liking in you, then their thoughts naturally, she has done so much for me. That's how people become indebted to parents, my mother. She has done so much for me. Why? Children have affection for the parents. They have done so much. Everything for us in life. It is only an ungrateful person that they want to fight with parents, they want to insult parents, neglect parents. If you don't know how to deal with parents also, what hell you know about how to serve Krishna, how to serve the spiritual master, the Vaishnavas. No way, you have no intelligence. So the point is, when a guest comes at your door, simply a godsend opportunity. So you should greet him properly. In the temple, it goes unsaid. When people come, maybe 2 o'clock, I watch sometimes. If you have any problem, no, 2 o'clock, where are you now? Come at 4:30. You are here to meet people. People are not interested in Krishna. Somehow somebody, Krishna has sent somebody. No, because you want to go to sleep. Why are you here at 2 o'clock? Don't you see the time there? 4:30, the temple is where? Yeah. No, that means you have no awareness. Devotee means you win the heart. You always, whatever you may like to say also, say politely. So a devotee touches the heart. Advanced devotee means whoever, because he has no personal expectations from the public. He just here to, Prabhupada has given us, but give to people in return. The Guru's debt, the Vaishnava's debt, you cannot clear by giving money or doing some personal service. A Vaishnava's debt, you can only, the Vaishnava becomes happy when you are preaching. When you are preaching, that means you are advanced. Only advanced people, they can preach. So people who are in the mode of goodness, they always want to give more than what they have taken. So that's what, I learned from the Subbarao. Whatever you can do for others, without any expectation, whatever you can do. That's why, when we are running the temple, at different times, on different occasions, I keep telling Rajasekhar, just don't forget or ignore people. Anybody who has done physical service, financial service, or volunteer, they have contributed, because we cannot do everything by ourselves. When you are running a public place, you need the help of so many people. And the temple is going on because so many people have joined their hands to assist you. Name may be yours, a manager, this and that. But manager knows, can I be in kitchen at the same time? Can I be in the altar? Can I be in the bookshop at the same time? Not possible. So that means if you are running this show, that means you are indebted to so many people. People are giving some money. So many people have given money to the temple. So many. So that's why we are able to sit nicely, do our sadhana, do our preaching. The people have contributed. So we should not be crude in our mind. We should be whoever is helping. So that's why a devotee is always grateful. Gratefulness, gratitude is the foremost qualification of a devotee. And going back to the train story, I was sitting in the train and this Swamiji is there, the other people, and a devotee is always looking for, no? Is anyone favorable? Is anyone curious? It's not a devotee, he'll sit in the bus. Prabhuji, station has come, huh? Wherever you are, in a new place, whenever with new people, always. A devotee is conscious of his surroundings. Don't think by just chanting, and it's good. That will improve your consciousness. Right? And you are doing kirtan, it's good. But how much it has percolated into yourself, and then you are becoming a better person. So a devotee is conscious of people, conscious of his surroundings. It's not why Prabhupada went all around the world. Because Prabhupada was very conscious, people are suffering. How can I just go on singing nicely and amuse myself or and be me and Krishna, forget the world? The Prabhupada mentioned, say we talk about lonely sadhus, solo sadhus, singing a lot, many bhajans, but Prabhupada said, these books are my ecstasies. These books are my ecstasies. Okay, generally, people make a show of their face. Oh, I'm so blissful. Sing some tune and make a show. But compassion is a natural characteristic of a Vaishnava. A Vaishnava is compassionate. It is so easy to become happy in life. It is so easy to change the life. But people are so stubborn. People are so spoiled. It doesn't need $10 million and then about 50 years to change the world. It just needs a Vaishnava to go out and preach. And it just needs people to heartily accept the views of the Vaishnava, you know, and that will change. That's why Prabhupada said, you can change the world if there are 18 people like me. And in 18 days, what is the 18? There are 18 chapters in Bhagavad Gita. There are 18 Puranas. There are 18 Mahabharata. In Mahabharata, the war lasted for 18 days. All great things. The Prabhupada received the figure 18. If there are 18 devotees like myself, in 18 days, just like in 18 days, all Kauravas were finished. And then there is the establishment of the Vaishnava kingship. So Prabhupada is talking. That means he can raise a mega war. It is a big war. 18 people in 18 days. So the point is, advanced devotee means, say, to preach is an headache, no doubt. Like stubborn people like that are there. Takes time. But actually, that improves you. You develop compassion, you develop tolerance, you develop forgiveness. I close the class by telling one more thing, which I got in WhatsApp. There was one professor, bad times, good times. What do you like? Everybody will say, good times, is that right? Bad times, good times, my dear students, what do you like? And you want to say, who is the bad times? They said, he convinced them. He convinced them that, of course we know, because Kunti Maharani, with a lot of reasoning, he said, let me always get bad times. Because in bad times we remember you, in bad times our faith is tested, in bad times you become virakt. If everything is going on nicely, where is the room for developing detachment? Not much scope. So, for devotees, because we read Bhagavatam, we are not deterred, we are not disturbed by bad times. So he convinced him. So you know what happens in good times, what happens in bad times. In good times, you have enough money. In good times, your friends are cooperative. In good times, everything is happening as per your plan. In bad times, no money, nobody is cooperating, and nothing is happening, bad time. And then he said, what will happen to you in good times and bad times? When there is money, you become relaxed, you become lazy. You become lazy, because money is there, we don't have. So Prabhupada said, whenever there is money in the bank, you just spend it. When the money is there in the bank, people go, all right, there is enough money to run the temple. Let's just take prasad and do kirtan in the temple. There is no impetus for preaching. When temple has not sufficient funds, you are ready to preach. Whoever comes to the temple, explore, preach. And you want to go out and meet people. This happens. When money is there, you don't have that mood. You have to preach and develop the preaching. So in good times, you will become lazy, you will become proud, and you are satisfied with what you are. But in bad times, you struggle. In the bad times, you struggle. When you struggle, your abilities, your good qualities, they emerge. No? Because otherwise, in good times, there is no scope. Just you are relaxed. So then after taking all the class, he said, so good times are good or bad times are good? Everybody together had to say, bad times, because that will improve you, that will make more things to happen. Now the temple was running, we are satisfied with a little billing and things are going on. But when you preach, whether you are having bad times or good times, but your mood is always to preach. When that is there, then you are not attached to facilities, you are not attached to that things are going on. You want to convince people and give them Krishna consciousness. Not that you need money and you want to preach. Not that you need facilities and you want to preach. No. A Vaishnava, by his nature, is compassionate. Why people as human beings are not taking up Krishna consciousness? Why they are unable to understand? No? I keep watching, we preach to rich people. Because their heads are so proud and they are so this thing. Swamiji is talking, but I have money, I will do what I want. He is thinking it is his money. No? Or he thinks his ideas are greater than Krishna's ideas. And who is the loser? He is the loser. Devotees lose nothing, but because of their comfortable good times, they are missing the point of life, the Krishna consciousness. Very difficult for people to understand. Life meant for chanting and serving the Lord and also preaching the same to the public. People think, what is the use of your preaching? I have my factory and I am making lakhs of rupees. I will dictate. What? He doesn't even know how to develop his good qualities. He doesn't even know that what he has, it belongs to Krishna. He doesn't even know that nothing material can give you everlasting happiness. Any material things you gather. So simply by in this world, only Krishna consciousness, the sound Krishna will make you Krishna conscious. That's what we are chanting. And you see that when you become perfectly Krishna conscious, all your material, as the Prabhupada said, you preach and preach. You need some facilities. Your Matajis need a car. If we have our own car, it will. You preach. You preach. But just looking for comforts, and if you have this, I also have my personal computer, I have this, that. You preach. When you are preaching, Krishna says, this woman needs some facility for preaching. So somebody that Krishna will do, don't worry about it. And you preach and you preach, and somebody says, oh, the Prabhu, people are doing so good, but why are going by public transport? Your time is wasted. I was surprised when I was in Faridabad. And then the guy, Kunal Yadav, who sends me every month 6,000 rupees, he sends every month. In sense, anyway, he put leave to the college, put leave to his office. The Maharaj comes once in 1 year, 2 years. I get his association. Let me just take leave. And then he was dropping me from Faridabad to Kurukshetra. I'm talking to him, and then he said, the talk turned to, you know, I'm in a big company, and I'm trying to change this car to buy a 30 lakh car. I said, oh, you have so much money. No, not money. No. The company can arrange the car and they will take an installment. So nothing will be a burden to me. And then he said, Maharaj, what kind of car you have in this? Because in Kurukshetra I was seeing you going by a Maruti van all the time. Because he's in a bigger circle. And then he himself said, I want to donate you a car. At least something that is 17 to 20 lakhs car I want to give you. He said, that's my That's Krishna, you know. Like that. So thing is, if you understand the gift, the value of what you got from Prabhupada in Bhagavad Gita, and you want to struggle, how many more people I can convince in my life about Krishna consciousness? Whether they will accept it or not, that's up to Krishna. But my struggle should be on. And as devotees struggle, and devotees lack nothing in life, otherwise our philosophy is impractical. If there is nothing, and we say Krishna can give you everything, then we don't understand things. Devotees are already, I keep telling, devotees have no problem for money. We have problem for people. We don't get people. We get money, we get land. But difficult to, that is preaching. How can you make people Krishna? You preach. When you preach, you meet different people. You meet many kinds of people, and that will sharpen your intelligence. How should I speak to this guy so that I can convince him? Everybody is an individual. Some people, when you talk, so whenever you meet and you are unable to convince him, then you have to scratch your head. Right? When you talk to a person, what is this Krishna? My God. How else I have to talk to him so that I can convince him? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yes.